job getting away from the first one. Couldn't get away from the second one, though.
Jamal Lawrence is so quick. He'll get in on a good shot on Forte, and Forte will use what a normal wrestler uses, a counter. Again, Jamal Lawrence is in on a deep double here. He stepped through and heel-tripped Forte. Forte tried to go to a crotch lift to take him over, and Jamal Lawrence just kind of pivoted and stepped in, trying to pin Forte, so Forte gave it up. Now Jamal Lawrence has gone over the top again in a crossface. Jamal Lawrence now leads 9-2. And he's gone over the top and caught Forte in a cradle and turned him over in a crossface cradle. And this is what Marival's noted for. And he got a fall in 3 minutes and 10 seconds of the match. 1 minute and 10 seconds into the match. So Jamal Lawrence of Merrillville wins by a fall.
Yeah. And that he had the quickness, like you said, but he can explode on you. And he just got down there and just got Forte good.
We're going up to 152 now. At 152, Kyle Morris, who was a state finalist and placed in the state at 152, will be wrestling Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka. So for the second time, Merrillville is throwing a guy out on the mat who is a place winner in the state finals. Jamal Lawrence being a state champion,
right,
and Kyle Morris being a state placer. And Caleb Norvell made it to the semi-state, but couldn't get out of the semi-state. So this is Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka and Kyle Morris. Okay, we're getting ready to go. Wrestlers go out and get into a traditional collar tie, come out of it, go back off. Caleb Norvell breaking out of the tie. Kyle Morris, Caleb Norvell shoots in on a double. Kyle Morris countered him out with an underhook, slipped off. Caleb Norvell slipped off into a 2-on-1, and Morris ran out of that. So now they're back on their feet. No points scored. Morris gets in on a single leg. Caleb Norvell hit him with a whizzer and an underhook, and hipped into him and came right back up. So they're back up on their feet. No points scored. Morris again comes off, tries to hit a slide single. Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka counters it. Caleb Norvell tries to take a shot, but Morris countered him before they even got started on that one. And so now Morris is into a front headlock. Caleb Norvell trying to get out of the front headlock. Caleb Norvell goes to a short carry and dumps Morris over for a two-point takedown.
Yeah, great move there by Norvell.
Kyle Morris from Marable had a front headlock, and he went from a closed front headlock to an open front headlock, and just as he did, Caleb Norvell recognized it and went to a short carry. Fireman's carry from the down position and dumped Kyle Morris over. 36 seconds left in the first period. Caleb Norvell leads Kyle Morris 2-0. Kyle Morris sets himself. Norvell on top. On the whistle, Kyle Morris went into a tripod, a power stand-up. Caleb Norvell cut him loose, making the score 2-1. Again, Kyle Morris comes out, shoots in on a single on the side. Caleb Norvell hit him with a whizzer and an underhook on the opposite side, and Morris came back out of it. They're on their feet. This time, Caleb Norvell shoots in on a double. Morris slides off, goes into an open front headlock. Now he tries to reach through and post on Caleb Norvell. Norvell again tried to go to the short carry, and the time runs out. So the score at the end of the first period here, Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka leads Kyle Morris of Merrillville 2-1. Kyle Morris will have to pick up the pace here, and his coaches down here are encouraging him to do so. Caleb Norvell cuts him loose, making the score 2-2. So we're into the second period, 152-pound match. Morris, a place winner in the state from Merrillville, against Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka, who was in the semi-state. Caleb Norvell got in on a low leg single, and Kyle Morris jumped right out of it. Caleb Norvell changed off into a double. They went out of bounds. I really think that was a situation where Caleb Norvell was going after a single leg, but not really going after. It's like a fake, and he got in so easy that he found himself in difficulty and just bailed out. Again, Kyle Morris shot in on a double. Caleb Norvell underhooked it, and they went out of bounds. 1 minute, 17 seconds left in the second period. Score remains 2-2. Maryville is a very dangerous a wrestling team when they're in the top position. Caleb Norvell goes out, gets into a collar tie with Morris. Morris comes out, shoots in on a single leg, gets in on a good single leg claim, gets Caleb Norvell's leg up, tried to go to a back step and bow, and Norvell stepped out of it. And now Norvell's into an underhook and a whizzer, and they go out of bounds on the far side. Kyle Morris got in very, very deep on that and did not end up getting into a position where he could score. Caleb Norvell tries to hit an opposite leg single, faked one way and went to the other, went to his right eventually, and Kyle Morris came off and hit him with a front headlock. Now they're in a down position. Caleb Norvell's going back to that short carry that he worked in. Oh, Morris good. Tried to step out of it, and Caleb Norvell stepped in and got a single leg, changed off to a double, and dumped Kyle Morris over for a two-point takedown right over near the out-of-bounds line. They go out-of-bounds over on the far side. 16 seconds left. Caleb Norvell now leads Kyle Morris 4-2.
From the excitement in your voice, that was a great job by Norvell, just getting in there, just picking him up, really, and just getting him down on the ground.
Changed off, went from a dump series to a single leg to a double. Kyle Morris cuts a stand up. Caleb Norvell slips off, goes to a single leg, and re-dumps Morris down on the mat and goes to an arm chop and a tight waist and brings Kyle Morris down on the mat. That's going to bring the second period to an end. And surprisingly, I think Caleb Norvell leads Kyle Morris 4-2.
Yeah, from the reaction of the Maryville coach, he's not too thrilled, especially after that last takedown that Norvell had. He was not happy with his own teammate.
Caleb Norvell chooses a down position and sets himself, and the official stopped him and said, "You got to have the hand on the navel." So he got a Kyle Morris got a caution on the buzzer. Norvell just kind of bases out, goes into a power stand-up, comes up, gets hand control, tried to hit a set-out, goes into a whizzer, steps out, and face-blocked and got a one-point escape on Kyle Morris. So Norvell now leads 5-2, and Caleb Norvell got into a single on Kyle Morris and dumped him out of bounds, but in the process, the official said Caleb Norvell had stepped out of bounds. So the end result is there's no takedown. Score remains 5-2, third period. Kyle Morris comes across and shoots. Caleb Norvell blocks it off. You go into a traditional try. Caleb Norvell breaks out of it, tries to shoot in on a single leg, gets caught in a front headlock. He's into the front headlock. He tried to go to a short carry, and Morris underhooked that arm and almost got Caleb into trouble. Come up on their feet. Kyle Morris shoots across, and Caleb Norvell now has slipped off into a front headlock, trying to use a head chuck on Kyle Morris. Kyle Morris countered the head chuck. Now Kyle Morris goes to a side headlock, and Caleb Norvell slipped a side headlock and took Kyle Morris down right on the out-of-bounds line on the far side. They're just barely in bounds, but now Caleb Norvell is looking at pulling off a fairly major upset here.
Yeah, early.
He now leads 7-2 over Kyle Morris.
Yeah, early in this competition, the emotions running high, obviously, early on. And Norvell came out strong right off the bat, got those 2 points in the first period, and now he's just building on here in the third period.
Kyle Morris builds himself up. Caleb Norvell slips off into a single and re-dumps Kyle Morris back down to the mat. Kyle Morris tries to come around and hit a switch. Caleb Norvell's countering the switch, driving in. He's got a far ankle on Kyle Morris. Now he steps his knee over Kyle Morris's leg, breaks Kyle Morris down. Now Kyle Morris comes up on his feet. Caleb Norvell came up with him and then dropped off into a double. So he's hanging on to Kyle Morris. Kyle Morris is down looking for a spladle. And Caleb Norvell goes to a wing and tried to turn Kyle Morris over with a wing. He can't turn Kyle Morris. But time's going to run out. And Caleb Norvell of Mishawaka has pulled an upset here, I think. And ends up winning 7-2.
The Mishawaka fans like that one. They like to see their guys show a little emotion.
So the score is now 6-3. The team score is 6-3. And this is going to bring us up to 160 pounds. At 160 pounds, we're going to end up with Bradley Kuzinski of Merrillville going against Kurt Kaufman of Mishawaka. And in this match, Kurt Kaufman placed fifth in the state.
Yeah.
Kuzinski was in the semi-state. So this is kind of a flip of the match we just saw. Kurt Kaufman being the man that we would look at here and say we think should win over Kuzinski. Come out. Kuzinski, Kurt Kaufman's kind of known as a junk wrestler. He'll hit a lot of really strange things. Kuzinski comes out and just bores in on Kaufman. Kuzinski looks like he's physically very strong, goes into a two-on-one on Kaufman and picks Kaufman up with a two-on-one and pushes him around the mat. So Mike? Bradley. Bradley Kuzinski of Maribel's coming out very strong against Kaufman. Kuzinski comes across, goes into a tie. Kaufman hits into an underhook, trying to jack Kuzinski up. Kurt Kaufman's in an underhook, trying to go to a wrist tie, slides off, goes to a single leg. Kuzinski sprawls back on the single leg. Kaufman builds it up, goes into a single leg, and dumps Kuzinski. Kuzinski goes over the top, looking to go to a switch or a spladle. And Kuzinski, Kaufman lifted him up, and Kuzinski went to a scissor on Kaufman's head, and that's a penalty point. So the official stopped the match going in. Kurt Kaufman receives 1 point. So Kaufman now leads 1-0. Kaufman into wrist ties, tries to go to an arm drag on Kuzinski. Kuzinski's gone from boring in really hard on Kaufman to kind of backing off and going into a counter. Kaufman tries to go to a elbow shuck head throw, gets around behind Kuzinski, trying to bring Kuzinski down, and he does. Brought Kuzinski down to the mat. Kuzinski immediately hit a roll on Kaufman. Kaufman got a two-point takedown. And when Kuzinski rolled him, Kaufman came out of the roll. And going up, Kuzinski breaks loose and uses a crawl and a jerk and goes out. So the score is now 3-1. Kaufman of Mishawaka, Kurt Kaufman of Mishawaka, a senior, leads Bradley Kuzinski of Merrillville. We're in the 160-pound weight class. Merrillville does lead Mishawaka 6-3 after two matches. Kuzinski slides out of the tie-up and tries to shoot a single leg. Kaufman breaks it off, and they go out of bounds. Kuzinski of Merrillville has his choice. He chooses the down position. Kurt Kaufman gives the optional start and cuts him loose, making the score 3-2. Again, Kuzinski comes across and puts a really hard tie on Kaufman's head.
Yeah, he's coming out strong both periods now.
More like a hammer on the back of Kaufman's head than anything else. Kaufman tries to come out with an underhook. Goes from an underhook into a cross ankle pick. And they go out of bounds. The fans are not pleased with that. Kaufman ended up in a situation where he was controlling Kaczynski's legs out of bounds, but the official said no takedown, so we come back and start again. 1 minute and 20 seconds to go in the second period. Kaufman tries to go to a tricep and collar tie and snap down on Kuzinski. Now again, he goes to an elbow shuck by and throws Kuzinski down on the mat, gets a two-point takedown, but Kuzinski immediately crowds right into Kaufman, and he's got Kaufman in a kind of a bad position here. Kaufman's got a two-point takedown. The official said that Kaczynski was taking Kaufman's leg into an unnatural position, and so he stopped the match, and they're coming back in. Kaczynski is down on the mat. Kaufman leads 5-2, and he's going to cut Kaczynski loose, making the score 5-3. Kaczynski comes out, takes a shot on Kaufman. Kaufman sprawled on him, and Kaczynski withdrew real quick and caught Kaufman in kind of a bad position. Again, Kaufman goes to an elbow shuck throw. Tries to bring Kaczynski into a situation where he can get his head down, trying to paw Kaczynski's head down. Now he's into an underhook and a collar tie, trying to step in and hip. Again, he gets into an underhook. Now Kaczynski tries to step off on the side and look for a leg pick. Kaufman stayed with his underhook. Kaczynski in a tough wizard situation. And he's going to say that there's going to be no score there, and so they're going to bring him back up.
Yeah, it looked like Kaufman, his arm was not looking too good there. Got it stuck, and looked like it was going a little out of position.
Kaczynski comes out and hits in on a deep double on Kaufman. Kaufman sprawled back and went into an underhook and fought his way out of it with 5 seconds to go. Boy, Kaczynski got in deep on Kaufman. So Kaufman did a nice job of countering that.
Oh, yeah. If Kaczynski could have got a little bit more on that, could have got him right up off.
Yep.
But good job by Kaufman, though, like you said, getting out of there.
Coming back out. We're now going into the third period. Kirk Kaufman has chosen a down position. He's got to come out of there because these guys have really good crossface cradles. Kaufman leads 5-3 over Kaczynski. Kaufman goes into a kind of a shell, and Kaczynski slipped off and went into a backside headlock on Kaufman. They run a thing called a suicide roll out of this if he can hook Kaufman's leg up. And then he rolls underneath. Kaufman just kind of blocked it out. Now Kaczynski comes over the top and hits a crossface on Kaufman. Kaufman's fighting his way up to his feet, parted the hands and got a one-point escape. Now Kurt Kaufman leads 6-3 over Bradley Kaczynski of Merrillville. Third period, 160 pounds. Kaczynski comes across, shoots into a single on Kaufman. Kaufman sprawls back, goes into an underhook, slipped off to the side on Kaczynski, gets into a single leg, dumps Kaczynski down to the mat, and gets a two-point takedown. So Kurt Kaufman did a nice job of sliding off and getting into that single leg. Kaufman now leads 8-4. He just cut Kaczynski loose. He was ahead 8-3, and he cut Kaczynski loose. Kaufman again goes into an underhook and a wrist tie, tries to come across, and hits in on a cross-ankle pick on Kaczynski, but Kaczynski slid out of bounds. 46 seconds left in the third period. Kurt Kaufman of Mishawaka leads 8-4. Kaczynski looking for a throw. She comes across on a real quick shot. Boy, right on the whistle, he came across and hit it on a single leg. He's got Kaufman's leg up. Kaufman sprawling back, trying to get the hands off that leg. He's now got Kaczynski's head down on the mat. Got a wrist tie. Now he's trying to come around behind him. And he takes Kaczynski down. Slid around Kaczynski and took him down for a 10-4 lead. Kaczynski comes up to his feet. Gets a one-point escape, making it 10-5. Now Kaczynski's trying to go into a side headlock on Kaufman. Kaufman's kind of sliding out of it. They go out of bounds on the far side. 7 seconds left. Kaczynski comes across, tries to hit into an underhook, trying to get Kaufman to move into him for a throw, but he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
How you doing, young man?
You can tell Kaufman was just trying to, you know, get the clock down on that last one.
Okay.
And that's going to be it looks like.
So Kurt Kaufman with a 10-5 lead, or 10-5 win over Bradley Kaczynski will move Mishawaka into a 6-6 tie at present time. This moves us to 171, and at 171, Joe Wing of Merrillville was picked by a lot of coaches to win the state. He got down to the state and got upset in the semifinals, quarterfinals, and ended up placing either fifth or third in the state. He's wrestling Brandon Straub of Mishawaka, and Brandon got injured right before the sectional. And so he has not wrestled in about 4 weeks. And to walk in against Joe Wing, Joe Wing is known as a cross-face cradle man. He's probably pinned more guys in the state in a cross-face cradle than anybody. They go out. Joe Wing's just crowding in on Brandon Straub. Brandon Straub, from a physical standpoint, you know, it just doesn't look like a real muscular guy. But he played inside linebacker for Mishawaka and did a nice job. Joe Wing comes out and takes a bad shot. And Brandon Straub slides off and goes into a front headlock. They're right over near the out-of-bounds line. And the official called them out-of-bounds and they're starting up. 1 minute, 15 seconds left in the first period. Wing coming out, going into an underhook, trying to slip into a side headlock. Again, Wing comes out, hits into that side headlock, tries to use a shuck throw by. Straub broke out of it, goes back into the 10-foot circle in the middle. Wing coming out. Wing doing a pretty good job here of kind of overpowering Brandon Straub at present time. Wing comes out, goes into an overhook. Straub slides out, slips into a front headlock. Wing tries to sucker drag out of the front headlock, coming around on the side on Straub. Straub ended up cutting out of it and getting away.
Like you said, Wing's just coming out strong, going right after him, and he's just pushing him back for the most part.
Wing on a tight collar, tried to snap Straub down, couldn't get him snapped down. Joe Wing is a two-time winner of the Mishawaka Invitational at 60 and 71. And he's a two-time place winner, both as a junior and as a senior this year. And an awful lot of people had picked him to be a state champ. It's going to bring the first period to an end, 0-0. So Brandon Straub's doing a good job of staying with Joe Wing. And Brandon Straub had his choice. He chose the neutral position with Joe Wing. That's probably pretty good. Joe Wing's an awesome cross-face cradler. Joe Wing's going to come out and pick up the pace, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get a takedown on Brandon Straub. Again, Brandon Straub slips off, goes to a front headlock with an underhook. Joe Wing comes off, traps up the elbow, slips off into a single leg, and collapses Straub's hip over on the mat. Now Wing's gone into a back. He tried to stack Straub, and Straub popped his hips out. Came around on Joe Wing, and he's trying to run a cross-face cradle on Joe Wing. Joe Wing's hipping over the top of Brandon Straub. The official still saying no takedown, no points for anybody. They're down on the mat. And the official is going to say nobody can improve.
Right.
From that situation.
They're both just stuck in there. Yeah. They had each other's legs.
So they're going to go back up on their feet. 1 minute and 4 seconds left in the second period. Brandon Straub comes out, gets into an underhook, and Joe Wing tried to slip down off into a fireman's carry. Brandon Straub went to a front headlock, but Wing's got that elbow really tied up on Brandon Straub. Straub's gone to a head block, so he's blocked on the head. Wing's trying to sucker drag or head shuck him out of that, and they come back up on their feet. So with 35 seconds to go, Brandon Straub's really doing a good job of staying with Joe Wing up to this point. And Straub took a fake shot at a single. Wasn't a lot of power going into it.
Right.
Joe Wing's over the top on his underhook. Usually you run an elbow shuck throw by out of that. And again, Straub tried to pull Wing's head down and go into a front headlock. 5 seconds left. Be interesting to see here if the score is still 0-0, which it is. Be interesting to see what Joe Wing does. Joe Wing chooses the top position.
Yeah, I bet he has an advantage down there. Like you said, they like to have the people on the ground, like to get them in those positions.
So he's going to put Brandon Straub down.
Right.
I thought Coach Snyder and Mishawaka coaching staff and Brandon Straub did a really good job in the second period of choosing the neutral position. On the buzzer, Joe Wing went right across and hit up on a cross face. Now he's going up through the backside. Boy, he's going right after that cross face cradle. Brandon Straub's trying his best to get hand control
and
on Joe Wing and pull that hand out. Joe Wing's crowding that hand in. Now Wing trying to hip collapse Brandon Straub down. And I'm sure the officials down there are talking to Brandon Straub, telling him that he has to come out of that. Straub!
Oh, there you go.
Straub set out and used an ankle pick on Joe Wing and slid around the side. It's a move that's similar to a switch, but it's not. He went out and picked up the ankle and got a two-point reversal on Joe Wing. So at this point, Brandon Straub is ahead of Joe Wing 2-0, and Joe Wing sets out. Crayfish is under for a one-point escape. So now the score is 2-1 with 45 seconds to go. Brandon Straub did an excellent job of blocking off that crossface cradle. Joe Wing goes to an elbow shot, throw by, comes out, shoots on Brandon Straub. Straub slips off, gets into a front headlock and an underhook on Joe Wing. Sliding around on Joe Wing. He's into a front headlock on Wing. Trying to come around and grab the leg on Wing. He's back on to the ankle on Wing. He's sliding around. Brandon Straub got a two-point takedown on Joe Wing. Out of a front headlock, he went to a far ankle and picked it up.
And Straub's
with 10 seconds to go, Brandon Straub is on a tight waist and a wrist tie on Joe Wing. 4 seconds to go. Brandon Straub of Mishawaka has just upset Joe Wing 4-1 in one of the biggest matches of Brandon Straub's life.
That's a huge, like it says on here, he got fourth in the state. It looks like Joe Wing down here. Right there, and Straub came in, like you said, he was injured, and came out here and just wrestled great. He got out there. It was 0-0 for a while. You know, they just had a stalemate for a while, and then the third, he just came out really strong, and the emotion shown by not only the players, but the coaches in all wrestling is amazing. But right there, Coach Snyder just so excited for that.
Okay, so Brandon Straub's over getting congratulations over on the side. It's going to bring us up to 189 pounds. This is John Jackson of Merrillville, and he's going against Ian Hinton of Mishawaka, a two-time state champion, also placed second as a sophomore. So Ian Hinton, and there's some kind of controversy over on the side. I don't know what the problem is, but they have moved the wrestlers off to the side.
Talking to Coach Snyder, it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, the official's over talking to Derek Snyder, and I don't know what the controversy is, but apparently there's some kind of controversy. Okay, this is going to bring John Jackson of Merrillville out against Ian Hinton. Ian Hinton of Mishawaka, a very, very good technician.
Yeah.
Move from 171. Ian Hinton comes out, hits into a single leg, slips off into a short carry, and takes John Jackson down to the mat for a two-point takedown. Gets John Jackson down to the mat, goes into a hammerlock, bar arm series, and runs John Jackson over, but John Jackson rolled out of bounds. So Ian Hinton with that bar arm, has a two-point lead, 2-0 lead on a single leg into a fireman's carry. On the whistle, he goes into a tight waist, near arm chop, breaks John Jackson down to the mat. John Jackson comes out, breaks it out. Hinton goes into a tight waist and a head lever. Tries to take the head lever up. John Jackson counters by turning away from it. Hinton's looking for Jackson to flatten out on the mat. Trying to get Jackson flattened out on the mat. Trying to get a half Nelson in on the opposite side. Now he goes into a two-on-one. Inside wrist tie, slipping it off. And again, Jackson counters him out.
Yeah, good job by Jackson not getting stuck in there with Ian. Yeah. Ian Hinton trying to get in there.
I think Jackson's trying very hard here just to avoid a pin.
Right.
Hinton's probably going to cut him loose. He does. Cuts Jackson loose, making the score 2-1. Hinton slides off to the side, goes into a fireman's carry, takes John Jackson to the mat, and kept an arm, and he's got Jackson over on his back. So Ian Hinton kept an arm when he took John Jackson down to the mat with fireman's carry and turned him over. Now he's into a reverse half Nelson and an arm tie. He's got 30 seconds in this first period. And John Jackson, I think, is going to come out of it.
Yeah.
He come out of it. Hinton got a three-point near fall on Jackson. Jackson fights his way up to his feet. They go out of bounds. So the score is now 7-1. Ian Hinton leads John Jackson of Merrillville. Jackson sets himself. 18 seconds left in the first period. On the buzzer, Jackson kind of collapses down. Hinton slips off, goes into a tight waist, trying to get a hammerlock on Jackson. Looks like that's going to bring the first period to an end.
Yeah.
And Ian Hinton, two-time state champion,
right.
Leads 7-1.
Right, and Ian came out in the paper saying that he wishes these guys would come out and just wrestle. You know, some of these guys just come out and they just... And I think Jackson is—he's trying, but he really doesn't have the techniques like you said that Ian has.
Ian Hinton chose a down position, started down. It immediately hit into a stand up, got up on his feet and didn't drop his hip level down. And Jackson just lifted him up in the air and dumped him. And Hinton hit the mat, bounced up, and he's now into a partial stand up. Jackson slips down on his ankle.
Yeah, good job by Jackson getting him up, and when Ian thought he could get out of it, he just couldn't quite get out, and Jackson just picked him up, got him back down.
Hinton sets himself, Jackson on top. This time Hinton goes to a lead arm stand-up, comes up on his feet. Jackson's hanging onto his hips. Jackson's now been warned for not taking Hinton back down to the mat. Now Jackson's been penalized for not taking Hinton back down to the mat. Now he goes to a hip lift, takes Hinton back down to the mat. Hinton comes up. Jackson tries to slip off into a near side cradle. With the penalty point, the score is now 8-1. Ian Hinton comes back out, sets himself in a down position. 1 minute and 8 seconds left in the second period. Hinton again comes out with that inside leg stand-up. Comes up, traps the hands out. Didn't free himself, and Jackson went to a near leg pick, so he's got a near leg on Hinton.
Yeah.
Ian Hinton, twice he's got up on his feet, and he's gone to kind of a pretty lackadaisical situation, thinking he's just going to come right out. And Jackson has just zeroed in on him and clamped in. 52 seconds left in this period. Hinton again goes to hand control. Comes up. Trying to bar that hand to the outside. Now he cuts loose and gets a one-point escape. So Hinton makes the score 9-1 with 40 seconds left in the second period. Hinton tried to clear Jackson's arms. Jackson going to a series of head blocks on Hinton. Hinton's not really setting things up here. He's just kind of boring in on Jackson. Now Hinton shoots across real quick, gets in on a single leg on Jackson, and takes Jackson down. A two-point takedown, making the score 11-1. Hinton goes to a tight waist, goes to inside wrist ties. Drives into Jackson. Jackson's got his head down on the mat, fighting for inside hand control. 7 seconds left in the second period. Now Hinton goes off to a head lever. And that's going to bring the second period to an end. The score is 11-1.
Yeah, Ian Hinton just too strong at this point, I think, for Jackson. But Jackson's doing a good job of doing some good things there in that period. He had Hinton down for a while, took him back down a couple times. So
I'm pretty sure Merrillville's coach told John Jackson, don't get pinned. And
right.
that's probably a big thing that Mishawaka told Brandon Straub.
Yeah.
And Brandon Straub ends up winning.
Yeah.
Now John Jackson tries to go to an inside leg stand-up. Can't get it. Hinton clamps him. Tight waist chop. Back down to the mat. Now Hinton tries to go into a crotch lift to stack Jackson over. Hinton's really good on a bar arm series. And he ran a bar arm on Jackson early. And when they went out of bounds, the official was talking to Hinton about lifting it too high. Coaches are trying to get Hinton to cut Jackson loose and see if we can go for a technical fall. Right now, 11-1, Hinton has a major, which is a four-point win, but they'd really like to get six out
right.
of here if they possibly could. Hinton cuts Jackson loose, goes up on his feet, gives up a one-point escape. He's ahead 11-2, goes to a head chuck, comes around behind Jackson, takes Jackson down for a two-point win, and makes it 13-2. The official is now telling the people that they ought to have some mats down here. Hinton and Jackson went out of bounds and ran right into a set of plastic bleachers. They are folded up. On the whistle, Hinton shoots across and gets in on a single leg on Jackson. He's got Jackson's leg jacked up. Goes into a body lock on Jackson. They go out of bounds. Score is 13-3 with 1 minute left. And again, Hinton shoots across real quick. And the official said this time he's going to call him for a quick shot. Hinton shoots across again real quick. Goes into an elbow shuck throw by. Gets a two-point takedown, making the score 15-3. Goes up over the top on Jackson, trying to go into a cross-body ride guillotine. Scores 15-3. Hinton's trying to turn Jackson over with legs. And Jackson here's flipped right over and came right back.
Yeah.
20 seconds left. Hinton cuts Jackson loose. Tries to get in on a fireman's carry. Can't get in on it. Scores 15-4. Hinton shoots in on a single. Jackson catches him with an underhook. Go out of bounds. Hinton comes around on Jackson and gets a two-point takedown. It's going to make it 17-4,
but
he's not going to get his technical fall. So Ian Hinton, a winner at 17-4 over John Jackson. That'll give him 4 points. Give the team 4 points. Mishawaka now leads 13-6. This is going to take us up to 215 pounds. At 215 pounds, Jake Salas of Merrillville, a state qualifier, ended up placing second in the semi-state, is going against Dave Ballantyne. And Jake Salas of Merrillville wrestled Dave Ballantyne in the quarterfinals at the semi-state, and Salas pinned Ballantyne. Jake Salas is a short a fire plug, probably, I'm going to guess, maybe 5'8".
Yeah.
Very muscular kid. Dave Ballantyne is about 6'1 or 6'2, a long, lanky guy, and Salas just bores in on people. Salas got beat by 1 point in the state finals by the guy who placed second in the state. Salas comes out, goes into an elbow shuck, into a two-on-one on Dave Ballantyne. Ballantyne trying to slide off. Salas goes to a front headlock. Ballantyne shucks him by, and they go out of bounds. ...215-pound weight class. Salas of Merrillville and Dave Ballantyne of Mishawaka into a kite collar tie. Again, Salas goes to a head shuck and an elbow throw. Tries to get around behind. Ballantyne comes in and takes a shot on Salas. Salas counters him, slides off to the side, goes into a front headlock. The official says they're out of bounds. Coaching staff over telling Dave Ballantyne not to get caught up in a emotional contest here. Salas has put a couple of good whacks on Ballantyne's head.
Yeah, and
Ballantyne kind of lost his cool. Now Ballantyne took a shot at a single leg. Salas slipped off to the side and got a two-point takedown. Ballantyne comes out, sets into Salas, and they go out of bounds, and Ballantyne is still down. Dave Ballantyne is down. He trails 2-0 to Jake Salas of Merrillville. 54 seconds left in the first period. On the whistle, Ballantyne goes into a shell. Salas slides off to the side, near arm chop. Slides him down, reaching over the top, trying to go to a near side cradle. Ballantyne trying to build his way up. Builds up. Salas goes to a single leg. Ballantyne tries to drop down and pick a single leg on Salas. They go out of bounds on the far side. In the semi-state, Ballantyne and Salas had like a 4-3 match. And Ballantyne tried to get in on Salas' leg, and Salas just hipped into him, knocked him over on his back, and grabbed a double bar on him. Ballantyne sits out, spins into Salas. Gets into Salas, squares up into Salas. Salas goes into an underhook and a front headlock. Ballantyne tries to force his way up. Ballantyne's trying to muscle Salas, and Salas... I don't think Ballantyne can muscle Salas.
Yeah, right there. It looked like Ballantyne was going to get out of it, and then Salas just gave a second push there, just threw him back down.
Salas riding Ballantyne with a tight waist and near arm. That's going to bring the first period to an end. Score is 2-0. Jake Salas of Merrillville leads Dave Ballantyne of Mishawaka. Salas of Merrillville has his choice. He has chosen the down position. Ballantyne indicates optional start. And he cuts him loose. Score is now 3-0. Jake Salas leads. They go up on their feet. Go into a tight collar tie. And Salas is so much shorter than Ballantyne. In order to get into a collar tie, Salas is standing straight up and Ballantyne's bent over. Salas slipped off, went to a 2-on-1. Headshucked Ballantyne down to the mat. Now he's trying to drive into a Ballantyne. And Ballantyne scoots out. They go out of bounds. 1 minute, 33 seconds left. They go into a tight collar tie again. Salas is maintaining a really good stance here by just from the fact that he's short. He slides off, goes into a 2-on-1 on Ballantyne. Ballantyne gets his wrist free, comes into an underhook on Salas. Slips off, goes into a single leg on Salas. Gets Salas' leg picked up. Dumps Salas down to the mat. He's got Salas on his back. Picking up near full points. Dave Ballantyne used a single leg, changed into a double, and dumped Salas over on his back and got a three-point near fall. So Dave Ballantyne got a two-point takedown and a three-point near fall.
And that's enough to get him up in front now here.
Yep, he's ahead 5-3, 53 seconds left in the second period. Salas goes to an outside leg stand-up. Ballantyne tried to go to an ankle, and Salas pulled the hand off. Now Salas goes over the top, goes to a body whizzer, and hips Ballantyne over with a body whizzer. Ballantyne's trying to get back in on Salas' leg and use what's sometimes called a peek out. Getting in on a single leg, and the other guy's in a body wizard, and you try to go over the top and peek out on him. And they're down below us here. They go out of bounds, and the official says Salas has earned a one-point escape. So the score is now 5-4 with 22 seconds left in the second period. 215 pounds, Mishawaka leads the team score 13-6. They started here at 145. Going to a tight collar tie. Sales coming off into a 2-on-1. Trying to arm shuck Ballantyne. Goes into a front headlock. And the time runs out. Dave Ballantyne has gone to a down position here. He leads 5-4 over Jake Salas. Ballantyne sets himself. Salas on top. On the buzzer, Salas switches sides and goes off to the side and hits a near side cradle on Ballantyne. Ballantyne tries to reach in and grab a hold of a leg on Salas. Salas is off to the side trying to run a near side cradle on Ballantyne. Finally gets control and comes back around. Now he goes up over the top. Goes into a three-quarter Nelson on Ballantyne. Ballantyne doesn't flatten out quick. He's in trouble. Salas comes out of the three-quarters. Now Ballantyne's being warned for stalling. Ballantyne goes up on his feet. Salas tries to go over the top in a cross-face cradle. Ballantyne grabs the hand, fights it off. They come back down to the mat. Salas goes to a half Nelson. Ballantyne has been warned for stalling in the down position, trying to hit a set out on Salas and pull the hand off. Tries to come up. Salas again goes to a collar tie on Ballantyne.
Looked like he got hit right in the jaw.
When he got pulled down on the mat, he got hurt.
You saw him yelling. He was facing this way. He was.
He was trying to tell him he was hurt before Salas ever turned him over.
Right. While we're waiting on the Belmont against Perry Meridian, the last one with about 1 second left got a 2-point takedown to win it, and it was
intense. Belmont
yeah,
at 215.
Belmont did, yeah, it was or not at this one. It might have been 215, but it was intense because it was like 1 second left and there's yelling and lots of stuff going on.
The Perry Meridian heavyweight that's wrestling Belmont here. The Perry Meridian heavyweight's undefeated for the year. He's the state champion.
Yeah, you look down the line, modern day. Taking a huge lead at 35-3, it looks like already.
Yeah.
And then at the far end, Elkhart Memorial has a 10-8 lead over Indianapolis Cathedral.
I think Jake Salas will end up getting a 3-point near fall here and going ahead 7-5. Usually, if they get turned over on their back, they give a 4-point near fall. So Ballantyne sets himself. There's 51 seconds left. 51 seconds left in the period. Jake Salas of Miraval has taken a 7-5 lead over Dave Ballantyne. On the whistle, Salas switches sides, chops on Ballantyne's arm. Ballantyne tries to stand up. Salas chops him back down to the mat. Now he's going into a three-quarter Nelson on Ballantyne. Ballantyne's trying to break out of it. Ballantyne flattens out, breaks out of it. Salas goes into a half Nelson on Ballantyne and now tries to come off and stack Ballantyne. Now he's going to a half Nelson on the far side. And he just penalized Ballantyne for stalling in the down position. Salas has slipped off to the front, going into a front underhook, trying to tip Ballantyne over with an underhook. He's tipped Ballantyne over right over in the out-of-bounds line. It's getting near fall points. Time's going to run out, and Salas is going to get a... I guess he didn't get a near fall. Salas will win 8-5 over Dave Ballantyne. So the score is now 13-9. So this will bring us up to 285 pounds in the Mishawaka-Miraval match. And this will put James Traveras of Merrillville, T-R-A-V-I-S, James Traveras of Merrillville against Randy Morin of Mishawaka. And this is another situation where Randy Morin got fourth in the state. So Randy Morin should be the favorite in this match.
And seeing James Travis as a freshman this year, and that's hard coming in if you're not somebody maybe like a Harper from Mishawaka, who's like obviously he's going to be good, but
right.
Morin obviously is a good. He got to state like you said.
James Traveras of Mirabeau comes out, goes into a tight collar tie, and goes to a 2-on-1, and tries to shuck Morin by. Come across, Traveras goes to a wrist tie, again goes to 2-on-1 on Morin, comes out and goes into a really tight collar tie on Morin. Going to collar ties. Morin tries to snap Traveras down into a front headlock. Traveras backs out of it. Traveras goes back to a 2-on-1. Morin steps off to the side. Goes into a front headlock, snaps down on Jamie Traveras, goes into a front headlock on Traveras, drives Traveras down to the mat, and gets a two-point takedown as they go out of bounds.
Yeah, good job by Morin, taking his time, being a little bit patient, and got when he saw he could get in there and got a takedown.
Morin is showing an optional stance. He usually goes right into a breakdown off of it rather than getting into a tight waist. He chops down on Jamie Traveras' arm, goes into a 2-on-1 inside wrist tie, 2-on-1, tries to go across on the far side and get a half Nelson. Traveras tries to turn away from it. Morin is trying to bring that hammerlock up across Traveras' back. 40 seconds left in the first period. Morin's got a hammerlock and a half Nelson. He steps around the front on Traveras on a hammerlock and a front Nelson on a half Nelson. Goes to a reverse half Nelson. And Randy Morin got a fall. 1 minute and 29 seconds of the first period. Randy Morin got a fall. Mishawaka will now go up 19-9 over Merrillville. Okay, this is going to bring us up to the matches that Coach Snyder said probably would decide this. Merrillville's got Wilson Williams, who was on several of the coaches' polls thought to win the state. And he's going against Paul Beck of Mishawaka. Wilson Williams placed first, I think, in the semi-state. And then he got down to the state finals and lost a match in the quarterfinals and ended up placing fifth. So Wilson Williams of Merrillville here, Paul Beck of Mishawaka, made it to the semi-state and got beat in the semi-state. Come out, Wilson Williams goes for a head tie, and Paul Beck comes off and goes into a 2-on-1 tie. Paul Beck in a 2-on-1, trying to use an elbow shuck throw by. Wilson Williams trying to back out of it and get the arm free. Now Wilson Williams goes over the top into a front headlock on Paul Beck, slips around the side, and picks up the leg and goes around the back and gets a two-point takedown. Wilson Williams coming in with some hard cross faces on Paul Beck. Now he's into a cross face on Beck, trying to drive Beck into a cross face cradle.
Yeah, Williams is totally controlling right now. Beck doesn't really have a chance to get out too much.
Got it.
He's trying.
Tough cross face on Beck.
Yeah.
Right down on the knobs of the elbow. Tries to go back and pick up the legs. Beck trying to fight the hand off of the cross face. Wilson Williams trying to drive Beck's leg up. The official stopped it as potentially dangerous. Paul Beck goes out and sets himself in the down position. Official is going to caution Wilson Williams for a early start. Beck tries to go to an outside leg stand-up. Wilson Williams comes across the top. Goes into a cross face again. Into some tough cross faces on Paul Beck. Paul Beck trying to fight the handout. Wilson Williams goes over the top. Locks up that cross face cradle. And turns Paul Beck over with a cross face cradle. Beck's trying to bridge and turn. Wilson Williams got him over on his back. Beck trying to turn away from it. And Wilson Williams got a fall right at the buzzer. So Wilson Williams of Maryville got a fall in 2 minutes exactly over Paul Beck. And that's going to make the score 19-15 as it starts to tighten up.
Yeah, Wilson Williams is obviously a great wrestler right there. Just got Paul Beck, and Paul Beck really never had anything on that one. Wilson Williams had him from the start.
This is a match that a lot of people in the region have been looking forward all year. Carlo Martinez of Maryville, a lot of people up in the region think that he's the man to beat Josh Harper of Mishawaka. Josh Harper is a two-time state champ, and Carlo Martinez comes out, goes into a tight tie, and stacks right in, and Josh Harper got into a single leg and was in the process of trying to stack Martinez, and the official stopped it. Now Harper's used a head chuck on Martinez, and he's taken Martinez down to the mat. Martinez grabbed a leg on Harper, and Harper's got a two-point takedown. Martinez grabs Harper's hand, tries to control it. Harper's into a crossbody ride on Martinez. And Martinez reaches back and pulls Harper's leg out. Harper's still draped over the top of Martinez. Martinez has got that inside leg trapped up. Harper's trying to tilt Martinez up. Now he's going into a wrist tip, hip tilt. He's got Martinez over on his back. Got a three-point near fall on a hip tilt. Josh Harper is a very smooth wrestler and does probably his best work when he's on top in the down position.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people look at it and they just kind of assume that a Harper can be beaten. Now Martinez is trying to set out on Harper. Harper's maintaining that leg tilt. And the official said he didn't get enough time on the tilt to get a near fall. 15 seconds left in the first period. Harper leads 5-0 over Martinez. Martinez tries to come up to his feet. Harper comes in. Harper had a leg in and a half Nelson on Martinez at the end, but the official said no near fall. Martinez has his choice. He chose the neutral position. Comes across, hits right into a single leg, high crotch on Harper. Harper slipped right over the top and went into a crotch lift. Now Martinez has slipped out of the single leg high crotch and gone to a backside leg. Harper's reached over the top and gone to a cross ankle pick. Harper sliding around the side. Picked up a two-point takedown on Martinez. Martinez went into a Granby roll. He's into a side roll Granby on Harper. And Harper's just based out and fighting to get his hand free. Got his hand free. Now he's gone off to a three-quarter Nelson. Came back off the three-quarter. Martinez has got this leg tied up pretty tight. Now he's gone to a side roll Granby, but Harper popped right out of it. Came right up over the top of Martinez. Martinez into trying to go out the back door on Harper. and went out the back door and got a two-point reversal, making the score 5-2. Well, he got a two-point takedown. Nice slipped off into a three-quarter Nelson on Harper, and Harper's flattened out, trying to break out of the three-quarters. He's got to break out of that three-quarters before he goes to anything else.
Yeah.
Martinez on top with a three-quarter tie. Harper underneath. Harper trying to square up into Martinez. Now he squares up into Martinez. Martinez trying to go to a gator roll. Harper walked around the side on him and used a walk around and a short carry and dumped Martinez over for a two-point reversal, making the score 7-2. Josh Harper had his choices ahead 7-2, and he's chosen the top position. Martinez goes to set out. Harper collapses over on him. Harper goes into a 2-on-1 wrist tie. Martinez sets underneath, goes to a grab on the leg, so he's hanging on Harper's leg. Harper goes to a half Nelson, goes up over the top on a half Nelson. It's got Martinez buried over there with that half Nelson. And Harper picked up two more points on a near fall. The official stopped it. The arm got out of position. Martinez sets himself in the down position. 1:28 left in the third period. Harper collapses him back into him. Martinez fights to go to an outside leg stand-up. Harper pulls him back down on top. And again, Harper into a cross-wrist tie. Martinez trying to set out and free himself. Now Martinez again into that side roll Gramby, trying to tip Harper over. Harper's basing out on Martinez. Comes back on Martinez, tries to run a half Nelson on Martinez on the far side. Martinez gives up the leg. Harper slides back around on him. Martinez tried to turn a back somersault. Harper just kind of rolled over with it. 30 seconds, still no fall. The score is 9-2. Martinez tries to go to a front roll. Harper steps in on him, hips into him. Martinez front somersaults out of it. He's probably going to come out of this with a one-point escape. He's got a one-point escape, trying to come around the side. Swings around the side. Harper sets three under on it. And Harper sets out and turns into him. That's going to bring the match to an end. So Josh Harper of Mishawaka remains undefeated with a score of 9-3 over Carlo Martinez of Merrillville. Bring us up to 119 pounds. At 119 pounds, Merrillville's going to put Andrew Kipchar out on the mat. And it looks like Mishawaka is going to put Adam Gravera. So they're going to put Nick Wiesjohn up. So this is Andrew Kipchar of Merrillville. And I'm looking to see. Andrew Kipchar is a junior with a record of 31-10. And he's going against Adam Gravera of Mishawaka, who has wrestled quite a bit of varsity on the level at 112. This is probably going to bring Nick Wiesjohn out, and he will be wrestling Frankie Validova of Merrillville, who is, I think, a freshman. So they have put Gravera in here. Mishawaka has a 22-15. Is that 22-15? 22-16. Kipchar comes out, shoots in on a single leg on Gravera, gets in on a single leg, dumps Gravera down, but Gravera went to a whizzer and fought his way out. They come over to the side, and so there's still no takedown. Kipchar comes out, locks in, shoots in on a single leg. Gravera drops down, goes into an underhook. Tried to get into a front headlock. Kipchar shucks it off, goes to a 2-on-1, shoots in on a double on Gravera. Gravera stays on his feet, and they go out of bounds. Kipchar comes out, takes a shot on Gravera. Gravera sprawls back, went to a front headlock, tried to go underneath and use a knee pick on Kipchar. Kipchar slid off to the side, went to a single leg. Gravera slipped off and is sliding on the side. And he's into a banana split on Kipchar, and he got a two-point takedown. But Kipchar staying with that leg, comes around on Gravera. And Kipchar's coming around the outside on Gravera and got a two-point reversal. Now Kipchar sliding off to the side looking for a near-side cradle. Ends up in a single leg. They're up on their feet. Kipchar's trying to go to a single leg dump. And Gravera's trying to get into an underhook and get out of it. They go back down. They went out of bounds. They're going to go down. Adam Gravera. So Gravera's going to be down. And Kipchar's on top. The score is 2-2. With 34 seconds left in the first period.
Yeah, they had that all confused. It was like 4-0. They had 2-0. It was really weird up there.
Kipchar goes to a tight waist. Gravera sets out and hits a switch. Hits a switch on Kipchar. And Adam Gravera scores a two-point reversal on Gravera, on Kipchar, with 15 seconds left. Adam Kipchar comes up, slides off into a hand tie. Gravera's being warned for stalling in the top position. Kipchar hit a switch on him. They went out of bounds. And Kipchar got a one-point escape. So Adam Gravera now leads Andrew Kipchar 4-3 with 2.5 seconds left on the clock. Kipchar slides across real fast. Gravera goes to a front headlock. That's going to bring the first period to an end. Andrew Kipchar of Merrillville has his choice. He chooses the down position. On the whistle, he goes to an outside leg stand up. Gravera tries to latch on, tries to step in front. Front trip Kipchar back down to the mat. Kipchar goes underneath. Gravera tries to throw the legs on, and Andrew Kipchar reached inside and trapped that inside leg. Kipchar sets out, squares into Adam Gravera. They're still indicating that Adam Gravera has control, but they're up on their feet. Now Kipchar has a one-point escape. Tie score is 4-4. Kipchar gets into a single, changes to a double, dumps Gravera right down, goes right into a half Nelson, and got a fall. So in 2 minutes... and 46 seconds, Andrew Kipchar of Merrillville has pinned Adam Gravera of Mishawaka. They were in a 4-4 tie. And that's going to make the score 22-21. 22-21. And they have moved Nick Wiestjohn of Mishawaka up to 125. He'll be wrestling Frankie Valdivia of Merrillville. We're looking over at the middle mat. Perry Meridian leads Belmont 25-10. On the other middle mat,
that's right down there. You got 52-3.
Evansville Mater Dei leads Avon 52-3.
Right now, the end, Memorial's up 13-11, but right now they're losing this match in the third period, and it looks like it's going to go to Cathedral, so we'll see what happens down there.
Okay, at 103, Elkhart Memorial and Cathedral are almost deadlocked, 13-11. And they're at the 103-pound weight class. Okay, at 125 pounds, Frankie Valdivia of Merrillville will be wrestling Nick Weisjohn of Mishawaka.
Yeah, so Cathedral just took the lead 14-13 on Elkhart Memorial down at the other end.
Weisjohn comes out, goes into a wrist tie. Frankie Delvaro went, Valdivia went to a front headlock. Weisjohn comes out, goes into an underhook. Valdivia comes back, snaps down on Weisjohn's head. Weisjohn fights his way out of it. Goes into a two-on-one tie. Gets into a two-on-one tie on Valdivia. Valdivia swings out and squares into Weisjohn. And Weisjohn goes off into an overhook. Now they're both into a collar tie. Valdivia goes to a duck under on Weisjohn. Weisjohn popped his hips out, squared up. They're both still on their feet. Go out of bounds on the far side. Back in the middle of the mat. Again, Weisjohn tries to go to an arm drag. Gets in a single leg, got a single leg, tries to go to a front trip on Valdivia. Valdivia fights out of that. Weisjohn comes back up. Valdivia into a whizzer on Weisjohn. Weisjohn back heels him and to the mat for a two-point takedown. So Nick Weisjohn leads Frankie Valdivia 2-0 with 40 seconds to go in the first period. We're at the 125-pound weight class, and the team score is 22-21. Mishawaka leads. Weisjohn's gone over the top, locked up into a far side cradle on Valdivia. Valdivia is trying to push out of bounds, and Weisjohn's trying to take him back in. Weisjohn rolls him. They go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Comes back. Frankie Valdivia sets himself on the mat. Weisjohn on top. Valdivia went to an outside leg stand-up. Weisjohn went to an ankle pick. Drove him back down to the mat. Valdivia hits a set out. Weisjohn's into an ankle pick and a tight waist. Weisjohn tried to go to a cross face. Valdivia stood up. And that's going to bring the match first period to an end. Nick Weisjohn of Mishawaka leads Frankie Valdivia 2-0. Frankie Valdivia of Merrillville has his choice. He chooses a down position. Weisjohn goes to a far ankle, tight waist, breakdown. Drives into Valdivia. Tries to come up over the top and across face. Valdivia ducked it. Weisjohn into a tight waist ride. Valdivia trying to go back and pick the arm off the waist. Hits into a stand-up. Weisjohn picks him up.
Oh.
Steps through on him. Stepped right through and locked him up in a near side cradle and turned Valdivia over with a near side cradle and got a fall. Nick Zishan turned Valdivia over with a near side cradle and got a fall in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, 30 seconds into the second period. So Nick Weisjohn of Mishawaka has won at 125 pounds.
Yeah, a real good flip there as Nick got right over him and just got him on his back there.
It's going to bring us up to 130 pounds. At 130 pounds, Merrillville will put Kyle Yarnell against Neil Costry of Mishawaka. And Carl Yarnell is 24-9. He's a senior. He was in the semi-state. Neil Costry was in the semi-state also. He's a junior. Neil Costry was beaten by the young man from Portage in a close match. And Carl Yarnell of Merrillville handled the young man Torres of Portage for third and fourth. So Yarnell was a state finalist. They come out. Yarnell, or Neil Costry shoots in on a single leg, gets into a single leg claim on Yarnell. He's into a single leg. Yarnell's into a whizzer. Costry's trying to get the leg out in between the legs, and Yarnell's blocking with his toe. They go back down to the mat. Costry gives up the single leg. Now Yarnell's off into a front headlock. Yarnell in a front headlock on Costry. Costry single, trying to fight out, looking for a short carry. And again, Yarnell's into a really good front headlock. Costry tried to take the hand out and walk around, and Yarnell spun around on him and got a two-point takedown. So Yarnell of Merrillville leads Costry, Neil Costry of Mishawaka, 2-0. Yarnell into an inside wrist tie, tries to come across into a cross-face cradle. Now he slips off and goes into a half Nelson. Costry counters it, comes back up on his base. Costry trying to drive up to his feet. Yarnell into a half Nelson. Tight waist and a half Nelson. Costry trying to build up. Yarnell into a two-on-one. Drives Costry back down. That's going to bring the first period to an end. So Yarnell of Merrillville leads Costry of Mishawaka 2-0. Costry of Mishawaka chose down, tried to go into a stand-up. Yarnell used a chop, cross-wrist tie, and hipped into Costry and broke Costry back down. Now he's off into a head lever on Costry. Costry hips over it, again builds up on his base, and Yarnell dropped down and went through, thread the needle through a crotch. Got a hand tie on Costry and a crotch tie. Now he's trying to go to a tip on Costry, and Costry's trying to break his hand free. Yarnell goes down and traps over. Carl Yarnell's got that hand trapped through the crotch on Costry, and Costry can't get that hand free. Costry's still trying to break out of that ride. Yarnell's got a tight waist on him. Now he's on a tight waist and a head lever. Costry broke a hand free, and Yarnell immediately went right up into a tight waist and a head lever. Costry finally wrist rolled and got out of the head lever. Costry's built up his base. 30 seconds left in the second period. Yarnell's into a tight waist, going across on a cross face. Coming back on an inside wrist tie. Costry's trying to spiral into Yarnell. Turns into Yarnell. Gets in on a single leg. Comes up on his feet. Yarnell cuts him loose. That makes it 2-1. Costry immediately shoots in on a single leg. Yarnell swings around the side. Yarnell's posting Costry's head down. They're in a race around a circle. And time runs out. So the score will remain 2-1. Yarnell has chosen a down position. It looks like Costry is going to end up cutting him loose. So he cuts Yarnell loose, making the score 3-1. Kostry hits into a single leg high crotch. Yarnell counters him, runs around. Kostry tried to go up on it, and Yarnell got the takedown. So now Yarnell leads 5-1 over Neil Kostry. Yarnell has gone over the top into a crossface, trying to get a crossface cradle locked up on Kostry. Kostry went inside and grabbed Yarnell's leg to try to keep Yarnell from turning him over. Yarnell switches over and comes back on the opposite side, and he's turned Kostry over in a crossface cradle. He's got Kostry in a really tight crossface cradle, and he got a fall. So the score is now 28-21.
No, I believe it's going to be...
It's going to come down to the last two matches.
Yeah.
At 135, Alex Ponce of Merrillville, who is a state finalist, is going to go against Steven Sandifer of Mishawaka, who placed fifth in the state. So this is two state finalists going at it.
Yeah, 28-27, it's going to be close here. In the next mat, Perry Meridian had a big lead in the two falls in a row for Belmont on Perry Meridian and brought him back to within six now.
Sandifer and Ponce come out and go into a tight tie-up. Ponce goes off to a 2-on-1. Sandifer switches off to a single, goes to a double. Ponce crotch lifts him over. They go out of bounds. They go out of bounds on the far side again. See if you can cover this match a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so they're locked up here. Sandifer goes down low. Gets his arm around the one leg. Sandifer trying to get back in position there. Sandifer doesn't really have anything. Both players just tied up. They're going to go back out and start over. Sandifer goes for both legs. Can't get it.
Ponce here almost looks like he's trying to just elbow shuck throw by on Sandifer, and Sandifer's trying to get in on some singles and doubles.
Yeah.
45 seconds left in the first period. There is no score. Sandifer tried to go into a elbow shuck throw by, and Ponce limped it. And boy, Ponce was right around behind Sandifer. Sandifer went ahead and spun. Came around behind, but yeah. They went out of bounds for no takedown. 29 seconds left, first period. Score still 0-0.
30 seconds left. Sandifer looking for something. Doesn't have anything. Hans tries to go by, but can't.
Again, Sandifer gets in on a deep double, but boy, Ponce counters it out.
So Sandifer looking again. They go out of bounds now. Here with just under 10 seconds left. Sandifer goes for a double, picks him up, puts him down. And they're going to say no. It looked like Sandifer had it, but they're not going to give it to him. They said it went out of bounds first. So as time expires here in the first period, it's 0-0. Sandifer had a good double there late, but couldn't quite get him down before they're going out of bounds. So Sandifer will start down. He's going to try to get up. Sandifer gets out and gets up over, and that'll be a switch for two. Don't quite know what that is.
Okay. Sandifer used a stand-up, switched around, and came around behind and threw the legs in. He's got a double vine. He's over the top, trying to run a half Nelson on Ponce. Ponce goes up, grabs Sandifer's leg. Sandifer's up over the top, trying to stretch Ponce out. Ponce rolls through on him.
Sandifer's still in control. I mean, right now he's got it.
Sandifer again goes to a bar half on Ponce. Ponce immediately rolls through on it. Every time Sandifer throws that bar half on him, Ponce rolls right through on it. Seconds left in the second period. Sandifer leads 2-0. Ponce goes into a shell on the buzzer. Ponce hipped out on Sandifer. Sandifer had to cut him loose.
Good job by Ponce getting out of that one.
Both on their feet. Scores 2-1. 25 seconds left. Second period. 135 pounds against Ponce. Goes to that elbow shuck throw by. Sandifer slips off. Tries to go to an arm drag. Ponce went into an elbow shuck. Sandifer swings around on him. Gets into a double. But Ponce sprawl back on him.
Yeah, good job by Sandifer getting up, trying to get the double, but he couldn't quite get it. So third period.
Sandifer cuts Ponce loose. It's going to make the score 2-2. They go up on their feet. Ponce had been trying to run an elbow shuck throw, and he tried it again. Sandifer hit into a fireman's carry on Ponce. Ponce blocked it off.
Yeah, good job by Ponce there. It looked like Sandifer was going to get him down, but
Ponce is trying to reach back and trap Sandifer's ankle. Sandifer's down in a short carry position. Ponce into a front headlock. Sandifer goes to a sucker drag. Came out, slipped around on Ponce, but Ponce is over near the out-of-bounds line. Sandifer's into a front headlock. Ponce lets him go by.
So 2-2 here, 1:20 in the third period.
Sandifer and Ponce into a collar tie. Sandifer tries to shuck throw Ponce by. Slides down, hits a single. Ponce starts walking around. He's got an inside ankle on Sandifer. Sandifer's in deep. Sandifer got out of the inside ankle. Ponce tried to. Sandifer went into a fireman's carry. Now Ponce went to an elbow shuck throw by. Sandifer went up over the top. Hooked in on Ponce. Got a 2-point takedown. With 40 seconds to go, Sandifer went over the top.
Yeah, great move.
He's thrown the legs on Ponce. Ponce is trying to sit back into Sandifer. Sandifer sprawled out. He's back into the legs. Ponce is trying to stack Sandifer up. Sandifer's on the top on Ponce. There's 20 seconds to go. Steven Sandifer leads. Alex Ponce, 4-2. Ponce is trying to bridge back into Sandifer. Sandifer's turning on him. Tried to put in a half Nelson. Went over the top on a half Nelson. Ponce tried to roll through again on him. They go over the top. Sandifer's trying to ride him with the legs. Ponce is trying to turn.
That's it.
And it got it. Sandifer got it. 4-2. This is going to bring us up to 140 pounds. And Mishawaka has moved Brandon Mercich in. Move Brandon Mercich in at 145, and he'll be wrestling Mike Gates of Merrillville.
Yeah, as we look down, Modern Day got a big win already. They're done. They got a big win over Avon. So
So this is Brandon Mercich going against Mike Gates. Mishawaka has a 31-27 lead. They have a four-point lead in the team score. So this is Mike Gates of Maryville going against Brandon Mercich of Mishawaka.
Yeah, Belmont just got another big win on that one. Last match on both Mishawaka and for the Belmont Perry Meridian.
Still a tight score down there between Memorial and Cathedral.
Yeah.
16-14. Okay, here we go. Brandon Mercich against Mike Gates. Mercich comes out, shoots in on a single, tries to change it off to a fireman's carry. Gates countered with a whizzer. Mercich shot in on a single, and Gates has countered him with a bundle, a cross face and a bundle. Now Mercich has come back up to his feet and trying to force a fireman's carry. He's really trying to force it bad.
So Mercich, they're both back up now.
Mercich is just, oh, there he goes into a double.
There he is.
So Mercich finally gave up on the fireman's carry and went to a double and got the deep double going out of bounds with 35 seconds left in the first period. Mercich has shot a deep double and scored and now leads 2-0 over Mike Gates of Maryville.
Good job there by Gates getting that foot out of there.
Mercich goes up on top, throws in a double vine, inside wrist tie. Gates pulled his legs out. Now Mercich has got a cross wrist tie and went to a half Nelson. Now he steps off on the side on a wing, trying to tip Gates over, and the first period comes an end. Brandon Mercich leads Mike Gates of Maryville, 2-0 at the end of the first period. Mercich of Mishawaka has his choice, and he has chosen the down position. Mercich hits a switch on Gates, steps around, transfers across to the far leg, steps off on the side, hits a near side cradle on Gates, steps through on a stud cradle,
and
driving
really
Gates
driving
over
that.
The top. Got Gates over the top, but Gates has fought his way back out of it. Mercich has still got the near side cradle, but Gates has worked his way back over to his base. Mercich will probably get a three-point near fall here, but Gates has gotten himself out of trouble. Now Mercich goes back, steps through, got his legs again, but he's Gates has broken the broken the cradle. Mercich got a three-point near fall. Should have got a two-point reversal, three-point near fall. So he should be ahead 7-0. Shouldn't the score be 7-0?
I think you're right, because he just got the three.
Mercich goes into a hip collapse on Gates. Gates is fighting for hand control. Trying to tip Gates up with hand control. And I think he got a two-point. Got a three-point off the tip. That's going to make it on the clock. It says 9-0. But I think it should be 10-0.
Either way, it's not looking good for Maribor right now. And that, yeah. Mercich has really come out strong after the... It was slow at the start in the first, but now in the second with 20 seconds left, Mercich still has control.
Once he got that double leg takedown, he started out really, really doing a good job. Gates building up his base here. Mercich driving hard on... So Gates is going to choose the down position. He leads 9-0.
Belmont and Perry Meridian fans getting ready to go. As 7 seconds left here, Mercich still has his
Mercich, I'm sorry.
Well, time Mercich looks like jam-chopped and there, yeah.
Broke Gates down. They'll be going into the third period here. And Maryville wants his man on top. So he puts Gates on top. And again, we've got that cross-face cradle where they're toughing it. Mercich hits a switch on Gates.
Man.
Turned right into Gates, got a switch on him. He's got a real tight elbow tie lock up on Gates. Mercich now leads 11-0. He's got Gates caught up in a cross face.
We're all caught up in that one. Mercich got two more points there for...
So Mercich is now ahead 13-0. He can turn Gates again and get a tech fall and get off the mat so he doesn't get caught up in that crossface cradle. There's 1 minute and 15 seconds left. Mercich on top. Did he get 2 points or not?
Yeah.
He got 2 points. So Brandon Mercich has won by a technical fall in 5 minutes and 7 seconds, giving Mishawaka 5 points.
Yep.
Mishawaka will win their first round 36-27 over Maryville.
Right now, Belmont, the Belmont player, went down 9-2 early, but got back and now is up 10-9 with 10 seconds left. And they're down 3 in the overall score, and it looks like they're going to win.
So we're going to end up in 28-28 tie. So we got a 28-28 tie. I'm going to go down and talk to Derek Schneider, and I'll be right back.
Those, we're going to go over a few stats from the others, and we'll be able to broadcast that to you. So thank you for doing that, Al Smith. You'll be back. So So right now it looks like Belmont has tied it up here at 28-28, and due to tiebreakers, we'll see. I think Belmont, from their reaction, that they're going to win. So that match is not done. So, we got some stats here from the Evansville Modern Day versus Avon. Modern Day came out with a huge win, a 65-3 win over Avon. Avon came in as statistically the they came in 15-9, not nearly as close as Avon really wanted it, as they came down and got a pretty good beat down by Modern Day. And so right now, the Cavemen come away with a big win over Maryville, as Maryville played well, had a good showing, but in the last one, Brandon Mercich got the technical fall, and they got a big win, so the Cavemen will move on in this state.